I'm Avi Arditi with Roseanne Scherbel, and this week on Wordmaster, we talk about junk English.
That's the title of a new book. Author Ken Smith spent 6 months immersing himself in the language of popular culture. He found a lot of it junk, in other words, worthless. Junk English, he writes, is the linguistic equivalent of junk food. Ingest it long enough, and your brain goes soft.
Ken Smith says he wrote the book out of anger at what he calls the debasement of English by corporations, public relations consultants, politicians, and everyday people.
I would talk to friends and they would mention the same things, that they were in a meeting or they heard somebody use, you know, efficacious instead of effective, or, you know, incentivize instead of, you know, encourage, and it would drive them crazy too.
So are you talking about sloppy grammar, sloppy
thinking,
sloppy pronunciation, sloppy usage?
It's a little bit of all of them. Some of it's sloppy, obviously, saying true facts instead of just facts. Some of it's pretentious, saying documentation instead of paperwork, or, you know, specificities instead of specifics. And some of it's deliberate, frankly. I mean, a sentence like, this is a car for those who value quality. I mean, that means nothing.
As opposed to car for those who don't.
Yeah, right. I mean, a lot of language being used by politicians, the advertising industry, is language designed to sound as if it means something, but it really doesn't mean anything.
Now, hasn't this always been the case?
It has, but I think recently it's gotten a lot worse. I think certainly the reach of the media that we have today is broader than it ever has been before, and that tends to spread it faster. It sort of increases the viral quality of this bad grammar and bad English. Every executive is a visionary now. Every product is revolutionary or innovative. Words like shocking and unique get thrown around all the time. So the power of those words has been lost.
In his research, Ken Smith came to an unsettling conclusion.
Part of the difficulty in paying attention to this stuff, as I did, is that you realize that you're not supposed to pay attention to this stuff. You're just supposed to sit back and be impressed by them and not really think too much about what's being said.
What about you, Ken Smith? Did you find some of these words creeping into your vocabulary after 6 months?
I always say that, you know, I'm an expert in junk English because I do it myself. In fact, in the introduction to the book, I use the phrase broad overview, which is a redundancy, and I didn't realize it. I went back and read the book, and there it was, sort of leaping out at me. And I mean, junk English habits are very difficult to break.
And hard to escape. For instance, a lot of companies use what Ken Smith calls casual, intimate language to make business relationships seem something more.
It is trying to present this veneer of family. In fact, there's a section in the book called Palsy-Walsy Pitches.
Palsy-walsy pitches.
Pitches, which is, you know, a sales pitch, you know, put in a lexical mantle of friendship. It's like, you know, from our family to yours. You know, I mean, it's that kind of talk that's coming out of corporations and advertisers nowadays.
And you encourage people to send you examples of junk English.
Oh, yes.
Right, to your website.
To the website, junkenglish.com.
What's been the biggest complaint just since your book's come out that people have been sending in to you?
Well, a lot of it is just these abomination words, you know, like concretize and accidenting. Those are two that came into the website just the other day. People really pick up on those sort of fake words that people coin.
So what you're saying is once we begin to recognize that we're speaking or writing in junk English, we can avoid doing that.
Yeah. And I think the book also helps you to laugh at it. And I think once you're able to laugh at junk English, it loses a lot of its power. It's not impressive anymore. And you hear it. It's like a bell going off. You know, like, oh, yeah, he just said incentivize. Oh, that's bad. You know, whereas before you might not have recognized it.
I guess my last question is any advice for students learning English as a foreign language?
Well, read good books and read good newspapers. That's the best way to learn how to write, is to read good writing. Read the New York Times. Read Harper's Magazine. You know, read the New Yorker. I mean, these people know the language very well. And, I mean, they make mistakes, too. But you can't go wrong by starting out at the top. I mean, that's the best way to learn a language.
Ken Smith, author of Junk English. Now, if we can help you improve your English, write to us.
Send us your questions. Our email address is word@voanews.com. With Avi Arditi, I'm Roseanne Scherbel.
Well, I've been turnstiled, junk pile, and railroaded too. I've been laid low, but Don't you know I'm still in love with you? I've been took down many a road. If anybody says I ain't, they lie. But I ain't got no plans except to be your man and love you till I die. Well, you got me under your spell. Won't you tell me all about your wonderful charms? I got time to burn and a lot to learn. Mama, take me in your loving arms. Well, I know that probably you feel quite oddly about the words you hear me say. But if you hold me tight, it's gonna be alright. Mama, chase my blues away. Well, I've been turnstile in the junk pile, railroaded too, laid low, but don't you know I'm still in love with you?